My name is Reverend Wilson Loilole Liza. I'm from Arusha, Tanzania. I'm very happy that we are going to begin a World Transformation Center in Tanzania. We are very happy for this. Thank you. I'm born in Arusha, Tanzania. My parents were animal keepers. We are the Maasai's. My father married only one woman, which is my mother. However, the Maasai used to be polygamous, but my parents decided to marry just a single parent, a marriage of two people. So I grew here. I studied, I schooled here. After I finished my O-level, I went to seminary to join pastoral training, and I complete, and I started to be a pastor, full pastor, ordained pastor since 1982. I went interior to the Maasai Society to begin a new mission, which they call the Living Water Mission, Simanjiro, to what they so call Maasai Stepe. I grew there, shifting my experience, my knowledge, talking about the word of God with people, gathering the society. But I started learning something there when I was meeting different people of different faith and different belief and different denomination. That's something that started making enlightening me in my heart. I started thinking how to help them, how to reach all the people, regardless the denomination people of my side. But I thought we all need to be together. We all need to be one. We all need to share idea and thinking about how to get out together. We are facing all the same common problems, common life, common depressions, and things like that. Then I started again. In fact, I started several centers in those areas, and even here in Arusha, I started several churches, and I have managed to be a pastor, which touching people, by the way, in my country, in Kenya, and in Uganda too. I went in Uganda conducting seminars with ministers without regarding their denomination. And that make my denomination were not so happy about me, because I have been conducting the seminars with different people, not only within my denomination, but outside my denomination, and even to Muslim too. And even now, I'm also a leader in what they so call here in Tanzania, Maridhiano. Maridhiano is the gathering of denomination leaders. And I am a regional secretary of this society, where we meet with Muslims, we meet with Christian, we meet with a priest of various denominations, and even Buddha, even Hindus, you know, natural religions people. So that is my life. And I have been conducting people here and there, talking our common issues. I also joined politics a little bit because I wanted to help politics, in politics, if we can change people. Because I saw that in one way or another, politicians are also, they speak good things, but if you see, they are pressing people down. And I think that we need enough freedom of expression and freedom of thinking and ideas to see how to get out into these depressions, to release the inner manhood, to release, to give them freedom in order to express themselves and to live their life as it was before, according to the creation. creation create things free, and we need to be free. So when I read about world transformation, I saw that this is something that we can sit together and see what to do together in this world and cause a really transformation, which is mostly needed to the life of a human being. So I'm very happy that now I'm with them. And I think that this is just a beginning. I'm looking forward to see what will be happening in future for our people in Tanzania, in Africa, and in entire world. I felt very good. That is the first thing that touched me deeply when I watched that interview. And not only one interview, I watched different interviews from different people around. I tried to follow. So I was eager to be, maybe I will be one of them. Because it was very touching. It's really touched me. It's really mad. I don't know how to explain it, but it's really, 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 really. It is very good. It is something that is most needed in the world. That's kind of people to think about life, to express the human conditions and so on like that. So I felt very, very good. And I would like to touch these things and be in this area too. Ubuntu is the word that all African countries knows about it. But in Swahili, we don't say Ubuntu, we say Utu. However, we know what is Ubuntu. In Maasai language, our traditional language, we say Endunganisho. And the goodness about Ubuntu, Utu, Endunganisho, is that if we really explain well, introduce to people, to the society of African people and maybe entire people in the world, it will bring people back to their nature where they can enjoy their life, enjoy their human being, enjoy their freedom, enjoy the brotherhood and love and get joy because of Ubuntu. Africa will be a very good place for a world transformation center because we feel that we are so depressed than others. So we need it. We really need it. Thank you, Mr. Jeremy, for bringing Ubuntu, Utu, Endunganisho into this center of world transformation. We are very happy of it. I thank you for that, and I welcome you to continue together into our oneness to explain Ubuntu, Utu, Endunganisho into entire world. Thank you again, and may God bless you.